Merlin Hardy movie or something and say, oh, they're lifting that piano up over a sidewalk. Why? Well, now I know because I lived in a place like that because you can't get it through the front door. So they're bringing it through the window. So they temporarily suspend the piano over the heads of unsuspecting pedestrians. I saw this actually done also in the Guggenheim. Where there's, you know, they got that middle, you go around it in a spiral. Peggy Guggenheim was drunk once. She goes, I'll put me in a museum. Like, and then somebody, you know, is like that. So it's kind of weird. I don't care for it. Because I don't like to walk on a constant angle going anywhere, really. Unless it's like walking up a very gradual slide. And to me, the way it's arranged, because you feel like it feels like it's spiraling up or something. But anyway, so there was a piano hanging in the middle of this museum as a work of art, as a way to say, hey, how did it get up there? And you go, hey, I don't know. And you go, hey, cables, they lifted it? You go, hey, yeah. What's it make you feel? And you go, you know, nervous. Mad, I don't know, frustrated, all these things I was out in New York City before I came in to the museum where I thought it was going to be a respite. No, I joke. These are all little jokes. I love museums, and I have never walked around New York City not feeling relaxed. Granted, I don't live there, but I'm always usually on vacation or visiting. But people go there and scared, or really, I get scared for other people a little bit. I get on that subway and I go, oh man, I'm from the, I apologize ahead of time because I'm part rural. So I don't know, you know, whether I'm doing things right or not. And I feel like there's this chance I could get us all killed because I don't know the drill, you know? So I'm not really scared of anybody. And don't you have lunatics where you live? Yeah, only though, just. So I go to the city and go, man, people are just going where it's supposed to go and everything like that. Not like at home. No, it's fine here. I love people. My gosh, people are people wherever you go. There is good and bad in everyone. But some people really love the bad part and nurture it all together. Mercury and Mars. I forget what the song is, but it does have that line in it. And I think about that. You know, how people are a mixture of good and bad. Why? Because the society's idea of good and bad keeps changing. So they're probably only one thing, you know? I don't feel any duality in me. I feel like that's you. You know, looking for, well, what is it? What are you? Which is it? Wow. It's like, I don't know whoever's in charge invented like the check a box idea. Because we live in such a check a box society. At least they have like an other or a none. But those check a box things are like, wow, projection city. You know, which one are you? You know, stupid or smart. Oh, man, your worldview is really oppressive. And I can see why so many people are, you know, psychotic. Because it's really difficult to do that. And perhaps through the world of poetry, we're seeing that we can combine things in so many ways that there's the permutations are endless if you stop using numbers and just use sounds or I don't know what I'm talking about. I guess what I'm saying is go forth, you fathead, as Gene Shepherd would say. Excelsior, you fathead. Just march right into their forest and bless you, and you will see beauty, and it's all mixed up with the horror, and the good smells and the bad smells exist all swirled up in one of those swirly things, like a new Ben and Jerry's flavor. There's the new Ben and Jerry's good and evil swirl, where they're both mixed together with nuts, of course. What type of nuts? That'll say a lot. I don't know. I don't know what I don't know how I feel about nuts. Maybe okay, what's the worst thing that you could put in ice cream? I've thought about it, and I think it's Lupino beans. So, there you go. What are they? I think they're actually like beans from a fern or something like that, but you get them in Europe, you know, and there's these weird kind of waxy, they're like a snack, and they have those, like, almost like soybeans or something. Lupino, I think I call them. And I'd ate a lot of them in France, and I was like, I don't know what these are, and I'm worried that it's not food where I'm from. And then I'm eating, like, Sega Palm things, and I'm going to get, it's going to be like an Oliver Sacks book. With all these people, they ate a palm tree, and they got Parkinson's or something. Am I misremembering it? It's been a while. Island of the Colorblind, as read by Oliver Sacks, the late the late Oliver Sacks, Socorro Vaca. Oh my goodness, I am blessed to be with you. You are listening to Miracle Nutrition, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in Rockland County, in New York City, New York, and online at WFMU.org worldwide, the entire planet. Going down the freeform radio alley. And it's a dead end. But we love it in here, and we're just going to party until they shut off the other end of the alley and we perish. And then we're skeletons encased in a sealed alley. And years from now, we'll be dug up like Richard III's skeleton. And they'll do some DNA on us, and they'll say, your daddy wasn't your daddy. And you'll say, oh, yay, I wish I'd known that when I was alive. Oh, bless you. I love you so much. Thank you for listening. I'll see you again next. Getting it.
Thank you. let you. We should ever fade away, baby. How can you think I'd let it stay this way?
Thank you. just want you to know that you bring me the way you tease me, girl, so right. You stimulate me all over.
when your man come around. Cause when he ain't around, you know your blood is going down. Work on my stick, girl, don't stop. Shake them hips, baby, pop. I love it, 69 style. Boom, baby, don't stop. Push it back, it's the click. Baby, you see horse plus another chick.
doctor on a pop in his head.
We want to welcome you to the Center's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. If you are tired and weary, a little worn, you might find something in this broadcast to help you on your way. We invite you now to stay tuned for this glorious gospel broadcast, the Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. On the W, the F, the M, and the U.